This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavriel Hamburger. That's all.
Lamed Vov, Omed Aleph, six shuras down from the top. Tonal Abonon, Yochel, I'm able to think, I might think. Yoitzi Odem Yedei Chorvosi, Bemaisha Shani Yerushalayim. A man can fulfill his obligation of eating matzah Pesach night if it's Maisa Sheni grain in Yerushalayim. Now Maisa Sheni is permissible in Yerushalayim, and still he tells us you cannot be Yetze the mitzvah of eating matzah with Maisa Sheni even though it's in Yerushalayim. Talmud Lema Lechem Oini. That's a characteristic, a description, or a condition of Matzah. Matzah has to be Lechem Oini. Mi Shenechol Ba'aninus. Only a case where it can be eaten by Aninus. Aninus means a man who lost a close relative just today. It's an Oini. So if he has permission to eat this kind of grain, even though it's an oinon, then that kind of grain he can be yetzer mitzvah of matzah. But ma'aser sheni cannot be eaten by an oinon. Therefore ma'aser sheni, even though it's not an oinon, since ma'aser sheni cannot be eaten as an oinon, so ma'aser sheni cannot be lechem oini, bread that's eaten even when there's aninus. If a ma'aser sheni is possible for matzah, yotzer zeh, ma'aser sheni goes out from the heta of matzah. Why sheni nechol baninus? Ela b'simcha. Ma'aser sheni can eat only b'simcha, therefore it cannot be lechem oini. Divrei Rabbi Yisrael Glili. So once more. Now Rabbi Yisrael Glili said that the word oini means affliction. And which affliction does it mean? Somebody's an oini with an aleph. He lost a close relative. Even that kind of affliction, he should be permitted to eat the matzah. But suppose ma'aser sheni, which he cannot eat in affliction, so therefore, if the matzah had been ma'aser sheni, he couldn't eat it in affliction. So even if it's not an affliction, even if it's not an einan, he can't make matzah out of ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser sheni has to be, a matzah has to be from such material that you could eat even ba'oini. And since ma'aser sheni can't eat ba'oini, so he can't make matzah out of ma'aser sheni, even if it's not an einan. Now first talk that over. Affliction. And only with an aleph means sadness. Rabbi Akiva, since we have the word matzis repeated, it's said more than once in the parasha, matzis, matzis, why is it repeated? Riva comes to be malbe, even though it cannot be eaten in aninus, matzah sheni, still, it's kosher for a matzah when a person is not an einan. Again, since it said more than once the word matzahs, it comes to add that the end of ma'aser sheni, you can make matzah out of ma'aser sheni. Even though ma'aser sheni you cannot eat when you're an einan, still, if you're not an einan, ma'aser sheni is kosher for a matzah. In Cain, if that's the case, which seems to limit that you can't eat it. You cannot eat it in affliction. So it seems to have to be, excuse me, it has to be bread. Why is it lechem eini? It has to be bread that you could eat in affliction. It says lechem eini, so it seems it has to be bread that you could eat in affliction too. And if it's ma'aser sheni, you couldn't eat it in affliction. So we give you answers. To exclude, though, that was kneaded with wine or oil. And he says, lechem eini means bread of a poor man. But if it's kneaded in wine and oil, there's bread of a rich man, with vasher and honey. Therefore, that's what lechem eini comes to say. It has to be lechem eini, bread that poor people eat. Then you yetze matzah. But bread that rich people eat is possible for matzah. So if you made a matzah with flour and not water, with honey or milk, then it is possible for matzah because it's not poor man's bread. So Bekiva doesn't learn any affliction of aninus, that the matzah has to be capable of eating in the affliction of aninus, no. Because matzah is marvel. Even if it's not capable of eating the aninus, like matzah sheni, it's still kosher for matzah. So what does any affliction come to say? Bread that poor people eat. But if it's made with wine or milk or honey, it's not bread that poor people, it's possible for matzah. Say that. My time is Rabbi Akiva. What's Rabbi Akiva's reason that he doesn't follow Rabbi Yehoshua HaGlili? And he says that you can make matzah out of matzah sheni too? So he says, Miksiv, is it written lechem eini? Although we read eini, but it's written out of love. Oni Iksiv, the writing is oni. So lechem of a poor man, that's all. That's not to be bread that you can eat even in affliction and aninus. No. That's to be bread that a poor man eats, that's all. Abyeshi Aglili, what does he answer? He says, Mi Karin, and do we read only? Only Karin. Read only, so we see that the reading is what counts, the pronunciation, and only means affliction, and therefore it means bread that you can eat even in affliction, in aninus. My sasheni can't eat the aninus, so that cannot be my matzah. And Rabbi Akiva answered, Hi, the karinen, the oini. The reason we read oini is for another reason. It means oni. That's the ksiv, the way it's written. That's the most important thing for us to know. And there has to be bread fit for an oni. But since if it's made with milk and honey or wine, oni doesn't have such luxuries, so it's possible for matzah. What do you do with the reading oini? Kiddush Shmuel. Damar Shmuel lechem oini. Oini means to cry out. Lechem she'oini olav dvarim halbe. As a lechem, on which we cry out many things. On the matzah, we have to talk about Siyas Mitzrayim, many things to discuss over the matzah. And therefore, oini means bread, which is the occasion for speaking up, like Vayan, Vayama, speaking up. So therefore, now we have two shittas. Rabbi Yehoshua HaGlili says, oini means affliction, bread that you can eat even in affliction, even when you're an oinan, and therefore, since Maaser Sheni is also for an oinan, therefore you cannot make Maaser Sheni into a matzah even when you're not an oinan, because it's not fit to eat in aninus. Rabbi Akiva says, Maaser Sheni, although you can't eat it when a man is an oinan, but it's not an oinan, it's kosher for matzah, because oni doesn't mean it has to be bread that you can eat in affliction. Oni means bread that's fit for an oni. Lapuki to exclude if it's needed with honey in a way that poor people can't eat, don't eat it usually. Therefore, it's considered possible for matzah. Now, let him say that. The Gemara leaves that subject for a while and goes off on a side issue. Sova Rabbi Akiva Isa Shinele Shibayim Hashem and Adar Shlo. Rabbi Akiva hold, if the dough was made, wine, honey, or milk, you cannot use it for matzah. Wine, oil, or milk, you cannot use it for matzah. But Tanya learned about Isa. Ein Loshin Isin Be Pesach. You cannot knead dough on Pesach. Beyayim Hashem and Adar Shlo. Because we're afraid it'll become chametz quickly. Being lush, if he didn't need it, Rabban Gamliel Emet Yisrach, you have to burn it immediately. That's a whole made Pesach. If you were kneading flour with wine, oil, or honey, so he said, you shouldn't have done it. But if you did it, burn it right away. Don't wait. Because there's possibility it'll turn chametz quickly. Now whether it'll turn chametz gomut or turn chametz nukshar, that's a question. Some say it's not chametz gomut if it's not flour and water. Some say only chametz nukshar. Whatever it is, however, whether it's chametz gomut or chametz nukshar, it happens immediately. It's not like flour and water. They take some time. Wine, oil, and honey speeds up the process of fermentation and it comes home as immediate. You have to burn it right away. You can eat it. Don't be afraid. You can bake it and eat it. Rabbi Akiva is coming into this story and saying his opinion. Shabbos, in my Shabbos, Oiso Eisel Rabbalezer Isha. Means I spent once a week week with these two Chachamim. Well, last Elohim Isa, and in Cholomayat Pesach, I made for them a dough, v'yayin, shemed vash. Well, they didn't say anything to me. So the Kiva is bringing here proof that there's no harm in doing it like the Chachamim. We're not afraid it'll become chametz quickly. So he disagrees with Rabban Gamliel from his experience that he happened to have a lesson of Yeshua. He didn't say anything, so he says it's permissible to make flour with wine, honey, or oil on Pesach. Even though you cannot knead flour with wine, oil, and honey, still you can smear it. Now, that's not the Rabbi Akiva, not the Chachamim. We're going back the Tanakhama to Rabbi Gamliel. Gamliel says you cannot knead the flour with honey, oil, and but once you kneaded it with water, like regular matzah, and you just want to smear the surface of it, of the dough, you can do that with honey or oil. Because the smearing the surface doesn't speed up the fermentation like the kneading it with honey and oil. So again, even the Rabbi Gamliel says, you cannot knead the flour with honey and oil because it speeds up the fermentation. If you did, you have to burn it up right away. But if you knead it with water, I just want to smear the surface with yayin shemen advash, it's mutam. But Chachamim Eimei says as follows. Esher loshim vege katzeve. If you're permitted to knead the flour with oil, wine and honey like we say, you're also permitted to smear the dough with that too. But Esher ain't loshim vege. But suppose there are certain things you can't, for instance, warm water. You can't knead flour with warm water on Pesach, because it makes it ferment fast. So something like warm water that you can't knead with it, you cannot smear the dough either with it. The Chachamim don't make a distinction between kneading and smearing. The Tanakhama was a machmir, and said you cannot make flour with honey or oil, a dough, because it'll get chametz fast. Tanakhama says, however, smearing doesn't expedite the fermentation. The Chachamim says, if it's something that causes it to ferment fast, even smearing would cause it to ferment fast. Only we say that honey, oil, and wine do not cause it to ferment fast. And you can therefore knead the dough with it, therefore you can also smear the dough with it. It's up to you. Now we finish up that b'raisa. The b'raisa concludes with Shavin. This everybody is equal, they all agree, Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, she'ein loshin es isa be'peshah. You cannot knead the dough with warm water. But warm water causes it to ferment too fast. So before that, you'll have a chance to put it into the oven and bake it, you're afraid it'll turn hot. Now, what do we learn in this story? That Rabbi Akiva says that he made matzah with wine, oil, and honey. Rabbi Akiva said above, that's matzah that's not used by a poor man, and should be possible to be used in the mitzvah of matzah. So how can he say here that he made that kind of matzah for Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua? Again, above Rabbi Akiva said, lechem oni, as we bread that a poor man eats, therefore it's only flour and water. No, not flour and honey or oil and wine. And here we see he made that kind of matzah for them. And for the Gemara. Lukash. Bobi Yom Tovish. The first night when eating matzah is a chiyav de oraisa, it's a mitzvah. So Rabbi Akiva said, has to be a lechem oni. And you can't make it with oil, wine, or honey. Oh, but you don't do shady. After that, it's a matter of eating something that's not chametz. So you can eat matzah made with oil, wine, and honey because it's not a mitzvah anymore. And therefore, there's nothing wrong with it. Kidomalei Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Levi. Yeshua ben Levi once said to his children, Yom HaKama, the first day, mean the first night of Pesach. You shouldn't knead it with milk. I just didn't water alone. But it has to be eaten in the mitzvah of matzah Pesach night. And with milk, it's not lechem oni. Kamil, after that, when you're just eating the rest of Pesach, you can eat with milk. See that? How can you make milk again matzah? Even all year round, should be also to make milk with your matzah. But time you learn, ain't lotion is the ease of a fellow. You can never knead the dough with milk. You can't make milk with your bread. Being losh, if you didn't knead the dough with milk, call a pa sasua. The whole bread is also. You can't even eat it with milk eggs. Because it can lead to another egg. You may eat it with meat. So how can Yeshua ben Levi tell his children to make him milk and matzah? Nothing to do with Pesach. You can't make milk and bread. Because it might be a mikshel. And the milk and bread is also to eat even with milk. And to the Gemara Elohokhi Kama, this is what he said. Yoimah Kama, the first day, lo tolu shalom dushi. He didn't say milk. He said, you shouldn't eat it with honey, because it's not lechem oni. The kind of after the first night, when I'm yates in the mitzvah of matzah, lusha libidusha, you make it with honey. So according to the first tats, we substitute the word honey for milk. Now there's another tats. The boys ain't wishing to say leila mechalvet. He actually said milk. After the first night, you can make the matzah with milk. And the question that you ask, how can you make bread with milk? It's awesome. Kid Omar Ravine ki en turo. Like the eye of an ox. Surely it's mutter. A little bit, like a small roll, milk higget, you can make bread. Because eat it at one time, nothing remains for the next time. Machinami also, he told his children to make little pieces of matzah with milk, because the little piece doesn't last for a long time, and everybody knows it's especially made with milk. A whole loaf to make with milk is awesome, because you might start eating it with milk this time, then you leave over the rest of the loaf, and later somebody will come in and eat the rest of it with meat. But these little pieces, two things. First of all, they're only something to eat up at one time, and secondly, they're recognizable that it's not regular bread, and therefore it's mutter to make it with milk, say that. Now the question is, suppose there's a label on the outside, so it could be, if you let it remain inside the paper, and you take it out to eat, But nothing remains outside of the paper. It remains inside the paper all the time. So it could be as mucha, but the paper announces it as melting. But to take it out of the paper and put it in a plate is awesome. Could be. Right, we're shoving. Shane Loshin is the Easter, but everybody agrees you cannot knead the dough with warm water. Why is it different from a mincha? Now, the mincha has to be matzah, not chametz. It says, lo fe ofe chametz. You cannot bake a mincha chametz. The mincha has to be matzah. And still, mincha, we know we need it with warm water. Why aren't we afraid it becomes leavened? It's not in the Mishnah. All the menachas neiloishes bepeshem. All the menachas are needed with warm water. Only omishamron shelo yechmetz. We have to wash. Have to watch them. They shouldn't become chametz. So we see that it's mutter to knead with warm water, even though it shouldn't be chametz. A minute it can't be chametz. Just like on Pesach. So on Pesach, you say you cannot knead with warm water, and I become chametz. A mincha all year round also is also should be chametz, and still is mutter to knead it in warm water. And three more, what's the comparison? Im omru bizrisin. If they said this permission to knead a mincha in warm water, it's reason, kehanim is reason. Kehanim are taught, they're trained to be careful. Zvizi means those who are careful, those who are expert and careful. They're trained. So they do it fast before they have the chance to leaven. Yerim Rubish Ainzit, will it say it for the whole Jewish nation that you're able to knead on Pesach dough with warm water? People in general are not trained like Kehanim are trained. So therefore, a mincha is only up to Kehanim. Kehanim handle the mincha. So therefore, you can rely on the Kehanim, even though you need it with warm water, they'll take see to that it's quickly baked before it has a chance to leaven. But for the Amish soil in general, to say that you can knead dough on with warm water on Pesach, out of the question. So, if the heta of warm water by mincha is because there's reason, because Kehanim is reason, Miltis Nami Losses, why shouldn't you be able to wash the grain for which you make the mincha? Why should you be able to wash it? Lisis is a process of washing the grain before grinding it. So when it's ground, it comes out better, more pure flour. Now it's also to wash grain for matzahs. The grain used for matzahs you can't wash because we're afraid if you wash it, the grain is wet, and it might begin to become leaven, become chametz. Grain can become chametz too, wet grain. So it's also to wash grain that you need in your matzah. And it's also to wash the grain that you intend for menachas. So he said, why is it when it comes to kneading in warm water, you make a difference between a mincha and matzahs? Because mincha is bezrizin, and matzahs is by everybody. So why is it by the Caesar to wash the grain to make mincha? You're just as much machmir as washing the grain for matzah. They say you cannot wash the grain for mincha. So the Caesar now millions, let him wash the grain for mincha, and we rely on this svara that zrizim are different. Alame, why Omar Rabbi Zeh, Omar Rabbi Yimam Bishmuel, Chitin shal menachas, wheat of grain, of menachas, wheat of, it's from him called mincha, ain't loses in leisa. You cannot wash it. So we see we don't rely on this svara. That's reason we're different. Say the kashin sah. Enter the Gemara. Li shab is reason isa. Kneading the grain is done by reason. They knead the grain in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Azara, when they're preparing the mincha. But lasisa, washing the grain before grinding it, less of it is not done by zrizim. But they wash the grain when it's still long before bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash. You have to grind it in between. So therefore, washing the grain is only ordinary people. You can't trust them. That's why we don't let them wash the grain, even though it's intended for a mincha. But Lisha, which is done in the Azor, the Beis HaMikdash, there, it's under the supervision of his Lisha. You mean to say that kneading the grain is done by Kahanim? Kneading the mincha. Kneading the mincha is done by Kahanim. And that's why it's mutar, even though it's warm water. Boksiv is written, Beyotzak Oleho Shemen, you pour shemen, and then Behevilakem. Now, it states in the Pasuk how mincha is prepared. You pour in oil on the flour, and you knead it, you mix it together, best believe it, then you bring it to the Kohen. So it means the Kohen sees your mincha only after it has been kneaded by you. So you see, the kneading is not done by a Kohen. The Kohen, when does he come into the story of a mincha? He takes the mincha, makes a kemis out of it. Makes a kmitza from it. But up to that point, the Kohen has nothing to do with the mincha. So we see that the kneading of the mincha is done before the Kohen, done by private people. So how can you knead with warm water and you say that Heter is because it's under supervision of Zlisa? Kahanim are not doing it. The Balabai's owner is doing it, the plain man. So how can you allow him to knead the mincha with warm water? Say the Kashi. We didn't finish up. So we see that the Kohen comes in only at the Kmitza. Limit teaches us, the Pasuk teaches, Al Yitzike Ublila Shikshere V'Holoda, that pouring in the oil and mixing it, the oil and the flour, is kosher with everybody. Don't need Kahanim. And how can you do it with warm water? It's not done by Kahanim. And think, well, you're right. Lisha, kneading it, kneading the mincha, let it be, the bezrizin, unless it's not done by Kahanim, what be mekayim bezrizin is done in the place of Kahanim. Means it's done in the Azor. And therefore Kahanim are supervising, even though Kahanim don't have to do the actual Lisha. Yitzike Ublila, they don't do that. But they supervise, so even though the Balabayas himself, the one that's bringing it, a plain man, he's doing the kneading, but the Kohanim are watching him. Mixing is kosher by a non-Kohen. But outside the Azor is possible. It has to be inside the Azor. So since it's inside the Azor, it's under the supervision of Kohanim. That's why Lisha is muta with warm water because Kahanim have a watchful eye on what's going on. But Apuki Lisisa, but that excludes Lisisa. When you wash the grain preparatory to grinding it, that's not inside the Azor. The Eino of his reason, it's not done by Kahanim. Lobim Kay's reason, not in a place where there are Kahanim. It's done someplace in a mill where you're grinding the flour, grinding the grain. And therefore, there's nobody there to watch, to supervise. And therefore, we say you cannot wash the grain for menachas before grinding it. Say that. So we said that grain that's been intended for a mincha cannot be washed before grinding. Because it's not bimkeim zrizin and not by zrizin. So Maishan, why is it different from mincha so'ema? Mincha so'ema also has to be chametz. Matzah, not chametz. The time you learn mincha so'ema, loisus enesh, they washed it. Betzoivrin oiso, and they piled it up in order that the water with which you wash it should drip off. So you see, even though it's not done in the Azor, it's not done by Kahanim, anybody can do it. Still, we wash it, and we're not afraid that it'll be allowed to become chametz. We said you cannot wash grain that's intended for mincha. And here you see you wash grain that's intended as a mincha soima, it's a kasha. And so the Gemara. Sibo is shiny. What the public does is different, means this. When somebody is preparing grain for a mincha, it's a private person. The Sibo has no special interest in his bringing a mincha, and therefore, if somebody is preparing grain for a mincha, it's a private enterprise, and we don't trust him. So you say, watch out, don't wash it at all. But mincha so'emer, from the outset, from the reaping on, it's a public affair. It's like a ceremony. Mincha so'emer is reaped in a public way, and every step is done by the public. So it does not need kahanim, but it certainly is under the eyes of those who are responsible people, the seaborne people. Therefore, there you can wash it, you're not afraid to be careless. Now we're coming back to our subject before. Let's keep in mind what we learned at the beginning by Matzah of Maisha Sheni in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda Aglieri said you cannot be Yetzer with it because Matzah has to be capable of Lechem Oini, capable of being eaten in aninus. But Maisha Sheni can never eat by aninus. So therefore, matzah cannot be made from Maisha Sheni, even though the person is not an Oinim. And Akiva said, we can make matzah out of Maisha Sheni, we don't care, even though it's not eaten by aninus. Now, I come to a new subject, Bikurim. Grain of Bikurim that are brought to the Beis HaMikdash and presented to the Kohen, can that grain be used for matzah? I might think, it can be Yetzer, the obligation of matzah, if it's made from Bikurim, or grain from Bikurim, was brought for Bikurim and given to a Kohen. Talmud Lema, Bechol Moshe Sechem Techlu Matzes, you should eat matzes in all your habitations. So we learn from that, Matzeh Anecheles Bechol Moshe Sechem. Only matzeh is capable of being eaten everywhere. That kind is fit for matzeh. Yotzu Bikurim Sheinecholim Bechol Moshe Sechem El Yerushalayim. You know what we said. But Bikurim can be eaten by the Kohen only in Yerushalayim. Can't take it outside the walls of Yerushalayim. But something you cannot take out of the walls of Yerushalayim is not before Moshe Sechem. Therefore, it's not fit for matzah. That's Rabbi Yehuda Aglieri's opinion. So matzah is not fit. If it's Bikurim, it's not fit to take outside Yerushalayim. Therefore, it's a matzah. It cannot be eaten before Moshe Sechem. Yeah, but you cannot use Bikurim for a matzah, say that. We note that above the matter of Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yehuda Aglieri said it's possible for a matzah. He didn't bring this pasuk b'chol Moshe Sechem. Maaseh Sheni, once it's Yerushalayim, you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. Now that we'll see later. The more we'll explain that later. Rabbi Kiva, he says he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda Aglieri that you cannot make matzah from Bikurim, but he has a different reason. It says matzah umora, so we have to learn one from the other. It's a comparison. Ma mora she'eino Bikurim. Mora cannot be Bikurim, because Bikurim only from the seven meaning: chita, seiro, teina, gefen, derimen, zeishem, and edvash. Means teinim and tmorim. So therefore, since only the seven minim are fit for Bikurim, none of them is fit to make mola out of it, so mola can never be Bikurim. You can't make Bikurim unless the horseradish Bikurim. So therefore, there's no such thing as Bikurim of mola. So therefore, since mola cannot be from Bikurim, so therefore also matzah cannot be from Bikurim. Just like mora cannot be from Bikurim, matzah also cannot be from Bikurim. That's Rabbi Kiva's lima. You cannot take bikurim, grain, and make it into matzah. Af matzah sheinu bikurim. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef clearly learns you cannot use bikurim for a matzah because bikurim cannot be in the chomosh v'sechem. I said, by matzahs, chomosh v'sechem teho matzahs. But keep it clear, Rabbi Yosef clearly, but for a different reason. He learns matzah from mora, just like mora. It never bikurim, so matzah also cannot be from bikurim. Now, if that's the case, if you follow strictly the limit of matzah from mora, so let's say ma mora, shem b'mina bikurim, mora is only that. It never has any kind of it that's fit for bikurim. Af matzah shem b'mina bikurim, so you say matzah means those that don't have bikurim. You cannot make matzah out of wheat and grain. For wheat and grain, you bring bikurim. So you need to say that matzah from wheat and grain will be possible, but wheat and grain are fit for bikurim. So just like wheat and grain are fit for bikurim, so you say wheat and grain not fit for matzah. As long as like mora, just like mora is not fit for bikurim. And therefore, matzah should be something also from the same species, not fit for bikurim. But wheat and grain are fit, wheat and barley are fit for bikurim. So therefore, matzah shouldn't be from wheat and barley. Otsi chitna sere, and we should exclude chitna sere. She has b'mina bikurim, because you can make bikurim from them. Now, the other kinds of grain we'll discuss next time. But right now, wheat and barley are surely fit for bikurim, so wheat and barley should be unfit for matzah. So we keep answering Talmudim and matzahs riba. Extra word matzahs in the pasuk comes to say no. This much we don't carry the hekesh of matzah mora that far. We just learned just like mora is not from bikurim, matzah can also not be from something which is actually bikurim. But to say matzah could not be for something which is capable of bikurim, that much we don't do. Again, the hekesh of matzah and mora is now limited by the riba. Matzah's riba. We learn matzah from bikurim, matzah from mora as follows. Just like mora cannot be made from bikurim, so matzah cannot be from something that actually is bikurim. But matzah could be from something which is capable of bikurim. Therefore, you can make matzah from wheat and barley. Frag the Gemara, imatzahs libo, afili bikurim. Now, let's say, comes to add even bikurim too. Maybe you can make matzah from bikurim itself, even something actually is bikurim. If matzahs libo, why do you say it comes just for that little bit to say you can make matzahs from something that's capable of bikurim? Why shouldn't you use the riba and say you can make matzah? But something actually is bikurim. And the Avodah Gemara says, hold up, I give it back out of this. And he learns it in a different way. Now, but say it once more. Rabbi Akiva holds that he agrees with Rabbi Yosef Glida that matzah cannot come from what is bikurim. But he says, matzah can come from what is capable of being bikurim. The Gemara says, how do you know that? If you learn matzah from mora, then whatever is capable of being bikurim should also be unfit for matzah. But here it says, matzah's riba. When I say, matzah's riba, that says, marbe everything. Even matzah made from bikurim, real bikurim, should also be kosher matzah. And because of this kasher, when I say, we give it back down to that limud. And next time we'll continue. It's inside the Gemara.
Okay, so maybe we'll mistake before I use the rubber.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rav Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.